Hey, what's up, everybody? You're tuned into another episode of Chocast. It's your boy, Balon, and I normally do most of my episodes over there on the Chicano podcast. You can Google it if you want to. But today's episode is going to be basically a Chocast episode. I'm just going to do it over here. Since I haven't done an episode over here in a while, and I see that I still have a following. This episode today is going to be about killing the Indian. Killing all the Native Americans. Just exterminating the shit out of them. It's been a part of the Western thinking for some time, so let's not sugarcoat it. As Americans, have done nothing to, preserve, the culture, the history, the people. So yeah, kill them all. Mexico, the same thing. We're not trying to, have an alliance with Mexico at all. Even though Mexico has been a good friend, even though they've been a good ally, they've been a strong supporter of our economy. They've been a strong supporter of our progress, really, in the economy and everything. But, you know, fuck them. Kill them. Keep them weak. Don't help the people that so desperately share that border with us and need help. We don't have anything to lose. We have everything to gain from their servitude. They all want to come over here and be our servants and make our lives easier by mowing our grass and doing all the shit we don't want to do. But hey, fuck them, kill them, all of them. This has been the American way, and this particular episode is pointing out the attitudes of the government and people that, vote, I would say, really, really towards the right. It's an easy way, I guess, to get votes. The only people that suffer are the people that are trying to lessen the tax burden. Because, we know at the end of the day, the real people that pay the taxes are the poor. The middle income basically today are poor. I think somebody in Congress was pointing out what he thought middle class was. And I think he said something like $200,000 or $300,000. Fuck, if that's middle class, then I'm fucking dirt fucking poor. Most of the jobs in America, 50% of them are low paying jobs. So I don't know how I can be that far away from the general public. Because that means that, if the other half of the jobs are, high-skilled jobs, that means that, half of America are doctors, lawyers, and computer scientists and engineers. And the other half of people, the other half of the 340 or 325 million, 167, something like that. Almost 170,000 people are, left basically skillless with worthless jobs. That, if it's a low paying job, I'm sure that they're only getting paid, under $20 an hour. So $800 a week. Those percentages of their taxable income, I'm assuming, is somewhere between 20 and 30%. The government gets about $200, $250 a week, per each one of those people. which is a lot more income that they actually get from the rich. And I mean, these guys are making billions and trillions of dollars. So, you know, to be having this discussion, to be having this, dual fight against each other, when our real enemy is the rich. And I say that because, I mean, putting things in perspective, if, you know, we're all fighting and we're all voting, you know, and it's 50% of us, and that's 170 million people. I think they said only 60 something million voted Trump into office. You know, that means that all of us are not fighting. That means that only the people, and I would say that it's safe to say all the rich people vote. So I'm going to say, you know, at least half of that 60 something million, you know, were high dollar, high rich people. You know, only about 30 million of them were, you know, a bunch of people that don't know that Trump is not for them. So those 30 million people are spread out amongst all these other states that are, fighting amongst other people. Then, you know, I mean, people just got to get out there and vote. I mean, people really just need to wake up and see that, you know, these poor people that are uneducated, that are ignorant, that, you know, think that these corporations are for them. Three people, Gates, Bezos, and Buffett, only those three people. You could tax them more than you can tax half of the United States. I mean, I think that if you could solve half of the problem, that's a good starting point. Because that's a reality, you know. Those three men make more money than the bottom 50% of the United States. So wouldn't that just fix our problem by taxing them? I mean, if they're not even paying their fair share right now, don't you think with all the success that they've had, you know, obviously they're, is it 170, right? If they're 170 million times better, or let's just say, you know, divide that into three. If they're 60 million times better than everybody else, you know, based on their income, then, I mean, they've had a pretty good run. You know, they've had pretty good success. You know, you can afford to tax them, one of their mansions. You can afford to, tax them. You know, an extra 10%. I mean, if they're not paying shit, you know, mostly everybody else is paying 20-30%, and they're not paying anything, you know, why don't we just put, you know, 30% on each one of those guys? You know, that gives you, $100 trillion. You know, you can't tell me that, you know, that's not going to help. Because, I mean, really, in perspective, that's what each one of them is worth, you know, roughly about. It's 100, 100, what is it? 100 billion, right? Yeah. 100 billion, sorry. 100 billion each, so 300. So 300 billion at 30%. You know, that's almost 100 billion. So basically, you know, you take a third from each one of them and you have another 100 billion. You know, a third, and a third. of $100 billion each. That's $100 billion. You know what I mean? That's how much the bottom half of the United States makes. $100 billion or $300 billion. 170 million people have a net worth, or they're making, you know, in that year, $300, billion dollars. You know, you tax that, you know, because we already said, you know, that their tax rate is somewhere between 20 and 30%. So let's just say, 30% or a third of, $300 billion, because I'm pretty sure it's close. That's $100 billion right there. So now you've doubled the tax revenues just on those three guys and the bottom 50%. So what about everybody else? You can get another $100 billion out of them. You know, that should solve at least, that should be a starting point. These rich are not getting taxed. That's my point. We need to stop fighting about all these. There's enough land. There's enough resources. You know, they're going to bring value. They're going to bring jobs. They're going to bring taxes. I mean, some of the biggest issues right now facing America is that, you know, there's articles out and you can search and find them that, you know, they're saying that there's not enough people that are replenishing the workforce. There's not enough babies being, had per 1,000 women, which are in the age ranges of like 15 to 44. There's supposed to be a number, and there's a gap. There's a inequality from the years past. It's not the same. And they're saying that, you know, basically we're not having enough babies, so we're not, our workforce isn't going to be big enough. Well, I'm telling you, one way to get that is easy. And everybody knows the answer to that, but nobody wants to talk about that because nobody wants black babies. Nobody wants brown babies. Nobody wants babies of color. They want those babies to be white. And I know nobody's saying it, but I'm saying it. Because if, you know, we have a border crisis on one article, and then we have this other article coming out the very next day, you know, or right next to it, that says, you know, we don't have enough people. Really? So, the Native Americans lost, kept this idea of, just take everything from them because they lost. I don't really think that, it should be looked at that way because, you know, I think that there was a lot of treaties. There were a lot of lies. There were a lot of things that were told to the Native Americans that if they succumbed or if they stopped fighting. And that's part of, this episode is that, you know, they were wrongfully done. They were wrongfully taken, you know, by governments and balkanized and taken advantage or exploited by capitalism. And, the government's never had any good intentions on taking care of the people. And that's kind of like the product of what happened to what's happening to a lot of these tribes that don't have any place to fish, don't have any place to hunt anymore. They don't have homes. And because they don't understand, the new Western thought process is not really built or set up for them. Now you have all these people without homes, all these people that are having to fall into the grips of these new inventions or cartels or evil monsters that the United States helped build, the U.S. built. These coups, the U.S. built these fighters, the U.S. built the supply side economics of the drug cartel kingpins, the demand for drugs is not intervention that was all by itself. If they wanted to get rid of organized crime in the United States, it was hard, but they could do it. If they wanted to do the same thing in Mexico, they could do it. But the corrupt government officials and the government officials that don't play America's game, ball, whatever, you know, America can put in puppets that will run the way they run them. That way they can exploit their resources, keep them weak, keep them down, keep their school systems dysfunctional, keep the people stupid, ignorant, and take over, you know, the stability of the country. That's why you say destabilize these governments, you know, when you're talking about Africa or the Middle East and South America, Latin America. You know, this is an ongoing war. It's an ongoing genocide amongst all Native Americans. And you know what? If you don't want to admit it, fine. If you want to look the other way, fine. But I appreciate anybody that recognizes, you know, these facts, that distributes this information, that joins not only in this conversation, but has a vocal presence with the people around you. I have a Facebook group called Chicanos Who Think They Are Political Experts. You know, you can find me on there. You can ask to join, answer the three questions. And, if you don't want to answer those, just put on there that, you know, you listen to my podcast. I'll actually implement, that particular question into, the new questionnaire as I think about it now. I don't have a whole lot to go on this particular episode. I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, I think people are being treated unfairly. I think that those little kids deserve better. I think that, you know, humans, Americans, people with the moral compass, that know what's right, know what's wrong, we're held to standards, and we're better than what we're doing right now as Americans. We're better than that, you know, leaving those kids to die, leaving those kids to be traumatized, leaving those kids to the cartels, leaving those little 12-year-old girls to legally get raped by men 2, 3, 4 times older than them. We owe it to these people who just want to be our servants to just, you know, give them a chance. Mexico's our neighbor. We can build a strong ally. And in the future, I think that that will, you know, help, you know, this hemisphere, this part of the world. There is value in having. And, you know, if they break the law, they break the law. You know, we put them in chains. We have a great idea when it comes to this prison industrial complex. We know how to handle criminals. I think we're going to be okay there. You know, instead of building these infrastructures that keep people out, I would say, you know, build programs that could keep good people in, or develop people, not only them, but, you know, our own people. You know, we have a lot of African Americans that are doing bad, that nobody helps them either. We have a lot of, you know, good, low skilled, poor, uneducated white folks as well that are not doing good. But if they don't want these jobs anyways, I mean, there's nothing wrong with letting people come in and, you know, like I said before, be our servants. OK, Because that's what they're going to do. They're just going to make our lives easier. And they're going to bring in taxable income that will help, you know, these poor whites, poor blacks, or people that don't have jobs, you know, lighten that tax burden off. I mean, if you don't want to think, you know, one way, just, you know, I challenge you to open your mind to the financial economic world that we live in. All of this money, you know, at some point it does have to come from somewhere, and there's ways to get that money. You know, we live in a very, 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 very rich country. The resources were taken from all of the Native Americans that used to live here before. So they should have a crack at it. And that's what these people want to do. They just want to come over here and work. And believe me, they are Native Americans. These Hondurans, these El Salvadorians, these Guatemalas, these people from the Aztec, Mexica, Inca, Maya, Olmec nations, these First Nations people are not the white looking Spaniards that are coming over here looking for work. Those guys, they get taken care of by their white counterpart brothers over there in Mexico. The ones that all look like they're playing in the movies for the novellas. Those are not the ones coming over here trying to roof your house or mow your grass. You know what that guy looks like, the gardener. But nor here nor there. Hopefully, you know, you're a Christian. Hopefully you go to church. Hopefully you can ask yourself, you know, what would God do? What would Jesus do? What would, you know, the Christian side of you inside the Bible or whatever, if there's any moral goodness in you, to ask these types of questions. I think that that would be something that should be a moral and ethical thing to do. Just ask the question. You know, these people are oppressed. These people are oppressed by the governments over there. And America has always been, or the U.S. has always been, an integral role in controlling the whole hemisphere. And, you know, if you need more information on that, it's easy to find. You know, you could start with, you know, the recent coup d'etat in Bolivia. You know, they knocked off the president, ousted him. And he was an indigenous president that was about to give all the resources. They're one of the poorest countries in the world. He was about to give all the resources, funds that they were going to make out of a new market, a new economy. He was about to give, you know, because it's for, it's the people's, it was in the ground. He was about to, you know, help build the infrastructure. But everybody in the world wants that resource, so they're just going to suck the country dry and leave the country with nothing. And that's been the role of every Western European thinking idea, is to deplete these resources and give nothing back in return when you take away the ability for these people to now fish or hunt or farm their own, even drink water from their lakes. They can't do these things anymore when capitalists go in there and screw up the environment. You know, nothing wrong with capitalism, but hey, normally when you get something, you give something in return, you pay something back that's of equal value. You know, you're not supposed to get things for free. That's stealing. And too much of the American capitalism with the Native Americans, especially like in these treaties that were signed, you know, the people took from the Native Americans but never ever gave anything back. And that's what this episode is about. And I just really challenge you to, you know, think about these things And when you're looking at all these little kids that are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they're angels. They're beautiful people. They have no evil in their heart. They don't know any better. They're just looking for an opportunity. They're looking for a chance. And they're going to be traumatized, and they're going to be damaged, and they're going to be scarred for life, mentally, physically. And, you know, I think it's horrible. I mean, we got to do something. If nobody does anything for these kids, if we don't do something for these kids, nobody else is going to do it. You know, Asian people ain't going to do nothing for these kids. Black people ain't going to do nothing for these kids. White people ain't going to do nothing for these kids. And if they do, I'd be surprised. I'd be like, that's great, that's cool. But I just feel like, you know, it's only going to be Chicanos or Mexicanos or Native Americans that are going to do for these kids, because they look like us. They are us. And if this doesn't bug you or bother you, it should. Especially if you're Native American or Chicano or Mexicano. And to my white listeners or my black listeners or my Asian listeners or whatever listeners you are, I would hope that it has like some type of bearing on you as a human being or as a Christian or just a morally righteous person to also just have a coherence of this particular idea, you know. Maybe stand for something. Write your senator. Start a group. Find out what I'm talking about on Facebook. Try to become part of the movement, part of the process that eliminates that systematic genocide of these innocent people that are being oppressed. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm going to bounce on out to the next episode. It's your boy, Pelon. And if y'all don't know, see you later. In Chicano language, it's ay te huacho. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.